Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Promote themselves. The Late Night Anger Management class rolls on. It's level three. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Jason B. Takafen, a man with three rings. Not fantasy baseball, but real baseball, A-ball. He ran the Toronto Blue Jays A-ball team, as well as the Oakland Athletics A-ball team. Won three championships, breaking it down with the Vancouver Canadiens. Jason B. Takafen will step up in it and join us. You know what? We've given you a pretty complete diet on the program this evening. We've talked baseball. We've talked a little NBA. We've talked the Euro soccer debacle. We'll get into the UFC a little bit later on. We'll get into that Ben Askren debacle a little bit later on. But Kevin Durant's injury is definitely a concern right now for the Brooklyn Nets. As Kevin Durant gets injured, a thigh contusion right now. And, you know, listen, I'm not saying he's going to be out for the year, but there's been a pattern here since 2019 of Durant being unable to stay on the floor. And as good as Brooklyn are, this is what makes the NBA playoff picture so fascinating. Every team has a fault. Like every, you know, basically, if you look at these teams, every team's got issues. Injuries are starting to kill everybody and just destroy teams' chances right now. Look, the Brooklyn Nets are plus 220 to win the NBA championship right now. I don't see how you could justify that. Number one, there's like, why? Their players are always hurt. So are you really buying in that they're going to stay healthy for four playoff rounds? And guys, when the playoffs start, things get physical, man. Teams are going to bang these dudes too, right? So, you know, it's going to get real, right? So Brooklyn, you can't be betting Brooklyn at plus 220. The Los Angeles Lakers at plus 350 are the second choice. And you have to wonder about Anthony Davis. You have to wonder if they're just going to be able to, you know, flick the switch and that everything is going to be fine. Right now, you'd have to say that the Los Angeles Clippers are in the best position as far as health is concerned. They've got a chip on their shoulder after last year's failure. Brooklyn have a lot of injury question marks. The Lakers have injuries and question marks. The Utah Jazz, you know, have to prove it in the playoffs. Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee are just sort of the second choice by default. Philadelphia is fading as far as the odds makers are concerned. And here's Phoenix at 24-1. But I'm telling you, Phoenix, you don't want me saying that I like you because somebody will then get hurt. Phoenix and Milwaukee tomorrow. Bring it.
Non-stop live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
What, are you not going to listen?
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We're talking baseball with the former general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens. So we talked about the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego series. San Diego will host Milwaukee this week, and then it'll go to Los Angeles. So they'll play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then they play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Los Angeles Dodgers. As far as the New York Yankees are concerned, it's not the start to the season that the Yankees were expecting or hoping for. And usually players will tell people, it's still early, it's good, we're going to remain calm, it's all good. They're starting to show some cracks right now, as Gerrit Cole was like, you know, he was a near meltdown today in the Zoom. Good thing these things are on Zoom.
Somebody, how McCray can throw, you know, he throws the phone
At the computer, because somebody asked him, you could tell it was like poor audio. What's the feeling in the clubhouse now? He was like, not happy. He just kept repeating it. Not happy. Not very happy.
Gerrit Cole's their ace. He's a $324 million guy with 9 years left. He's got an ERA of 1.82. He pitched really well today, gave up 2 earned runs, didn't walk anybody, 10 Ks, and got the loss. The team is 5-10. Their over-under this year was 96 wins. That's not close. Like, that's not like they're not even close to reaching their what people thought their potential was going to be. And you hit the nail on the head. Like, they can't hit, and they're already starting to fall apart. They knew that their rotation was made out of scotch tape. Corey Kluber had 8 starts in the last 2 years. Jameson Taillon didn't have a start last year. Jordan Montgomery has 17 starts in the last 3 years. There's no reason for him. There's no reason for them to be happy about everything. There's no reason for them to be positive and optimistic. And now their judges and Stantons, they have some cracks there too. And that's not going to go over very well with the New York media, especially with the Mets doing pretty well.
And how about this, guys? So the Mets are 5-10. It's their worst start since 1997.
Yankees, not the Mets, the Yankees.
Oh, did I say it? Did I say
it?
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to it. I'm so used to the Mets being, I'm so used. So the Yankees, worst start since 1997. And Katie Sharp of a StatHead put these numbers together right now, right? The Yankees offense through 15 games this season. Batting average, 210. Lowest through 15 games since 1968. OBP, 296. Lowest average through 15 games since 1972. Slugging percentage, 346. It's the Yankees' lowest slugging percentage through 15 games since 1989. 642. OPS, lowest through the first 15 games since 1973. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're just talking of 4 key hitting stats here. All worse numbers in 20, 30 years.
Lindsey Adler, their beat reporter from The Athletic, said, and this is after Friday's game when they were still 5-8, unprepared, uncoordinated, and uninterested in pursuing better results. After 13 games, that is incredibly scathing. And you know what? They gave DJ LeMahieu $90 million. Like, they took on Giancarlo Stanton's, I think he's got $220 million left on a player option. Breaking news, Gabe. I think he's going to pick up that club option. No one's giving Giancarlo Stanton $220 million. I think he's going to pick up that player option. Excuse me. Like, they have issues, and the New York media is going to play that up, especially if the Mets keep doing well.
Speaking of which, actually, here's the New York media right now. Who deserves more of the blame for Yankees' poor start, Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone?
Has to be Cashman.
And that's the thing. Listen, the common fan, you know, has already kind of been on Boone over the years in New York, but they kind of like him personally, you can tell. They like him as a guy, and I think even fans are a little bit more sophisticated as opposed to, oh, just fire him, that the Yankee fans, I think, are starting to blame. I think the fans blame the players more than Boone, to be honest. It's not Boone's fault they're not hitting. And then you look at Cashman because he's the one that gave Boone these players, right?
That's the issue. Like, I'm actually not a fan of Aaron Boone as an X's and O's guy. I'm sure he's a perfectly good guy. I know he's chummy with the media. He, of course, had the Game 7 home run in 2003. Like, he's been around the game. He's, I think, a third-generation player. Like, he knows the ins and outs. His team is really poorly constructed. And I just went through all these – I just went through their starting rotation, and they have not thrown a lot of baseball. Like, these pitchers have not pitched a lot. And the Davey Garcias of the world and the Domingo Germans aren't playing well. Like, they're not there. They are nowhere to be found. And they gave up a lot of prospects. They gave up a lot of prospects to put this team together. And I don't think you can necessarily blame Boone. You can blame Boone if they're not manufacturing runs, or if they're not making it happen, or if these players were very good and they weren't delivering. They're just not very good. Like, the team, like, I don't know how you bring back Gary Sanchez as a catcher. Like, put the guy out of his misery type of thing. Like, just But trade him to a team where he can either be a full-time DH or a first baseman, so he doesn't have to, every time there's a pass ball, he doesn't have to read about it. Or David Cone in the booth doesn't have to, you know, defend him because he's like 6'2", 6'3". It's hard for him to get down on those you know, sliders and sinkers. I don't know. I think they just brought back the same old, and they get what they deserve. And I just don't see it from Cashman. I don't see how this team was well put together looking at it from Cashman's lens.
And now Jay Bruce announces his retirement.
Yeah. And then you lose a little bit of power, too. Pretty good career, 319 home runs. You know, he's known here in these parts for the guy who he's part of the Cano trade, or he was a piece of the Cano trade to send to the Mets, or they got from the Mets so they can make room. Really just, I don't know what they're going, I don't know what the answer is for the Yankees. Like, I don't know how they're going, are they going to hit their way out? Is it Judge, you know, hopefully he gets hot, maybe gets like a player of the week or something. I don't know. I actually don't know what the answer is for them.
And it's interesting, even, you know, the columnist said same thing that we're talking about. Look, I don't think Aaron Boone is a great manager. I blamed him for issues before. I think he's been poor in October and has ultimately held them back from making a World Series. But, goes on, this slow start has nothing to do with how he's managed the club. And he's not the only one right now. Look, they just lost again. It's Sunday. Monday, it's going to be hot on talk radio. And it appears the early judgment is Brian Cashman's the one that's getting the blame right now tonight.
Well, he's been there for 20 plus years, right? Like, he took over for Stick Michael, and he's was the architect for, I think, the back half of their dynasty, and has been there as a GM for a long time. So you got to figure, okay, like.
And he's always sort of been untouchable, too. But now that veneer is sort of off right now, it appears.
Well, the boss has been, you know, it's a different Steinbrenner now. Like, and they may want to put their own stamp on it. I don't know if they factor this in. I know it would bother me, but, like, Derek Jeter is now starting to rebuild the Marlins, and they got Kim Ng, which Kim Ng should never have gotten away from the Yankees to begin with in the front office, and now she's a GM. So it's not like they can bring her – it's not like they can give her a you know, promotion and take her from a different role. She's running the show in Miami, and they're starting to turn things around. And that would drive me nuts if I was in the Steinbrenner family. And they have to look at it. They have to say, okay, like, maybe what is the succession plan? Is it normal to have a general manager for 25 years also?
I want to apologize to New York because they're like, hey, whoa, we're not the ones that are 5-10. Hey, we're not 5-10.
Right.
Speaking of which, though, Mets, nice start. They don't get to play often. And I think that might actually help their arms, actually, because everyone's always seemingly on 8 days rest. But they finally won with DeGrom on the hill. And Marcus Stroman's been great so far this year as well.
You know, Stroman did a smart thing by sort of picking up his $18.9 million, you know, not to go to free agency. I think he wanted to see what it was going to be like under Steve Cohen, you know, when they bring in Lindor and Carrasco, and he's been cooking. DeGrom, you know what you're getting. DeGrom is sort of a Sandy Koufax. DeGrom is very much like Pedro in the sense where he doesn't get the run support. He should have a lot of wins. DeGrom struck out 9 straight guys yesterday. He went 6 innings in a 7-inning game, 14 Ks. and he got to get his first win of the season.
Hold this thought, Jason. We'll keep Jason for one more segment. I want to ask him about the Cy Young and more. We'll take a look ahead at what's coming up this week. Bring it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Love talking baseball with Jason B. Taka fan. And Jason, why don't you tell everybody where they can listen to your great podcast?
At IBWAA Podcast. It drops every Tuesday morning. We have a Hall of Fame debate every single week on players who are not in the Hall of Fame. 5 minutes, we have a timer, and it's a lot of fun. We get great interaction online. And it's great that the baseball season's in full swing right now.
Oh, it's great, great stuff. And, man, there's so much stuff I want to throw at you, so we'll keep this thing rolling right now. Just for the record, the Yankees get the Braves now. So Braves go to Yankee Stadium for 3, and then the Yankees are in Cleveland Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's not they don't have any freebies coming up this week. Now, as far as the Mets are concerned, the Mets have had games canceled for, like, every possible reason. COVID, rain, and snow.
And so, that's 3 for 3.
Yeah, yeah, they're three for three. COVID, rain, and snow. But I wanted to ask you, because you were talking about DeGrom, and he comes up on a weekly basis on just how great he is. And as you stated, they finally win when he's on the hill. FanDuel have the National League Cy Young Award props up right now. So Jacob DeGrom is the favorite at +300. Corbin Burns, unbelievable. We've given love to Burns, starting the season off with 30 strikeouts and no walks is an incredible feat. That's only the first time it's been done since 1906. So Burns is a +550. Interesting that Trevor Bauer's the third choice at 7-1. Walker Buehler 12-1. Nola 15. Scherzer 15. Darvish 18. Is this DeGrom's to lose? Do you like this at +300? Or throw out the odds even. If I asked you who's going to win the Cy Young in the National League, would you tell me DeGrom?
I would say, look, it's DeGrom's to lose. He won in 18 and 19. He was third last year. I think it's tough taking a Dodger because they would all kind of dilute themselves. It would have to be someone that has a very low ERA in the ones. For Kershaw, Buehler. I like Nola. I'm old school. Nola's an old school horse, right? He's a college pitcher, LSU guy, and he is your prototypical ace. And I know he pitched really well today. Him at 15-1 is pretty good, but it is the Groms to lose. It's the Cy Young's a subjective award. It's voted on, and it's really difficult to take a guy who in 7 full years, including the COVID year, he's got a Rookie of the Year, 2 Cy Youngs, a 7th, 8th, and 3rd place Cy Young finish. So you're looking at a guy who, let's say, has the award, like he's always going to be the favorite, and he starts the year off on an absolute tear. So he picked up right where he left off. He's leading the league in dugout and strikeouts, ERA plus, strikeouts over 9 innings. Corbin Burns is great. I love the Brewers. I actually took the Brewers on the over. I really like them. Actually, I love getting Jackie Bradley Jr. and Lorenzo Cain back. And Colton Wong to help their defense, but it's the Groms to lose.
Jason B. Takafit kicking with us on Sports Rage Sunday, Bloody Sunday. It's a late night anger management class looking at the American League Cy Young Award odds right now. Garrett Cole, who we were just discussing, is +280. Last year's winner, who I actually predicted at +700, Shane Bieber, is the second choice at 4-1. Lucas Giolito is plus 700. Glasnow is 700. Lance Lynn, who people don't talk about, and he's not going to win this award, but Lance Lynn has been a bet-on pitcher for me for a couple of years. People don't talk about him, but he's been very effective. Ryu with the Jays, he's not winning the Cy Young at 13-1. So is it Bieber again? Giolito's a badass. But Bieber just mows him down, man, and he seems to own that division that he's in. Then you got Garrett Cole, but the wheels are falling off for the Yankees. What do you make of the American League Cy Young Award pitcher?
Yeah, it's Bieber's to lose also. Giolito's a great pitcher, and a lot of people are very high on the White Sox, but I think that Bieber, his numbers are so stunning every single game, and he's also started the season off on an absolute tear. He could win the Cy Young very much like Felix Hernandez did and what Zach Greinke did for the Royals, where his record's like 10-10 or his record's like 13-9. Doesn't look like a Cy Young, but his strikeouts, his walks, his ERA, his whip, he is so dominant, and it's not his fault that his team's not very good. If I had one pitcher in the AL to choose to pitch a game for me right now, it would be Shane Bieber. And I know that's not how the Cy Young voting works, but I factor that in. Again, Giolito, great pitcher, right? Garrett Cole, great pitcher. I go with Shane Bieber all day.
And another great pitcher, unfortunately, has been placed on the injured list once again, Steven Strasburg.
Yeah.
Guy comes back, looks great. It's just constant. It's just constant.
They knew what they were getting when they signed him to a 7-year, $210 million extension. I know that they wanted to sort of have the first national to have their number retired. They had lost Harper. They had lost Rendon. Scherzer will probably have his number retired. He'll go in the Hall of Fame maybe as a national, especially because he won the World Series there. But I think they want to have a lifelong national. And I don't know what I took. You know, I had the Nationals win the World Series in 2019, and I didn't even factor in Strasburg was going to throw starts because I just figured, okay, this guy's good for 2025 because he's just – look, he's Mr. October, which is really what you get, you know, where you make your money. But 2015, 23 starts, then 24 starts, then 28, then 22. He's just not healthy. Last year, two starts. Like, he's just not a very healthy guy. And it sucks. And it sucks for the fans, and it really sucks for him. But he shows up in October. But he's just not going to pitch a full season. It's just not in his DNA.
So how about this? Since the 2019 World Series and he signed the extension, he's pitched 15 innings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's why God bless agents, right? Like Scott, like God bless, like that, you know, kiss your agent goodnight.
Well, so God bless guaranteed contracts. Right? Exactly right. Because this is the NFL. He's cut.
Yeah. Marvin Miller, Donald Fear died for those. I mean, you know, they worked really hard to get those contracts. But you know what with Strasburg is? They knew he had a funky rotation. And that was everyone was talking about how perfect he was when he was at San Diego State, and he was his consensus number one, and he is, and he was. But they knew that his motion wasn't that strong, and he didn't have the body of a prototypical ace. And I always look at Yu Darvish, I always point to Yu Darvish. I'm like, that guy's built like what teams and scouts look for in a horse, in a guy who can throw 220 innings per year. Strasburg's a little bit ganglier. Strasburg's, you know, not as thick. He's obviously not as durable. But they knew what they were getting themselves into with him.
So the Mets will host the Nationals later in the week. It'll be the Mets and the Cubs in Chicago at Wrigley, and then the Nationals will take on the Mets. As far as the Nationals are concerned, you know, they're being put in a tough situation right now. With Strasburg now being placed on the injured list, and they'll host the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll host the Cardinals this week before they roll into to Citi Field. Another injured player I wanted to ask you about, Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
Right now, Christian Yelich. What's your opinion on him? And is this just sort of the last year's struggles now continuing in with the injury this year? What do you make of Christian Yelich?
He just set the bar so high over a 2.5-year period. He was a great five-tool player on the Marlins, and then he just exploded for those two ungodly seasons. And he did struggle last year. And I don't know if that was expectations, or I don't know if that was just his injuries. He's still a great player, and I think he's definitely. When you hear about when the Brewers outfield now, you hear of them like, oh yeah, it's just a really well-rounded outfield. You don't hear about like, oh, you have a top five player or the proverbial face of baseball. I hope he turns it around. He's got an 826 OPS this year, which is still pretty solid. I hope he can get healthy. I hope he can, you know, I have the Brewers going very far this year, certainly in the regular season. And I just hope he can find his form. It's not realistic to think that he's going to have an, he's going to be first in the MVP in 2018, second in the MVP in 2019. It's not realistic for that, but I think it's realistic for him to put together, you know, an 850 OPS, Gold Glove caliber defense. I know he's got one Gold Glove. He's got a few Silver Sluggers. I think that's realistic for him to return to that level.
Jason, your Red Sox get one more with the White Sox, and then it's the Toronto Blue Jays. So what are your thoughts on the Red Sox start right now? And it's been the offense. And you know what? The pitching, actually, the pitching has been good as well. Listen, they got swept today, but they're not going to win every game. And that's one thing that if you're a team in the American League East right now, like the Yankees, you can look at the standings and say, well, look, Boston's not going to play 600 baseball for the remainder of the season. Tampa Bay are playing 500 ball right now. You got Baltimore and Toronto sort of right there. So what do you make of the Red Sox week coming up? It's sort of combine the two here, Boston versus the Blue Jays. What are you expecting there?
You're going to see a lot of runs because I think those teams are hitting the ball really well. It's like you said, it's not realistic for J.D. Martinez is as good of a hitter as you're going to get in baseball. It's not realistic to him to continue to have a 788 slugging percentage. He's coming down to earth a little bit. Everybody else is kind of, you know, Bogarts has his numbers. You know, Devers has his numbers. They're hitting the ball really well. I'm just waiting for the sort of the ball to drop, so to speak, on their rotation. They are getting Chris Sale back sometime this year. I know that a lot of pundits are saying that's kind of going to be like their deadline acquisition. Everyone is playing at their peak potential right now. It's not realistic to think they're going to go 10-5 in all these 15 game samples. I would be very happy if they play 500 to a little bit over 500 ball for the next, let's say, 15-20 games to come back down to earth and to learn a few things about their team in the process.
You know, we've only got a couple of minutes left, Jason, but a couple of surprise teams. Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle winning some baseball games early. And the Kansas City Royals as well.
The Royals were the sneaky team in the offseason, right? Getting Carlos Santana, getting Benintendi, and they weren't really. You know, Dayton Moore, he's interesting, right? He kept that core group together, and everyone's telling them to trade and to punt on all these quote-unquote busted prospects. He sent Moustakas down in 2014. They end up going to two straight World Series, winning one. He's kind of doing the same thing here where he's not really listening to people, and he's like, well, wait a second. You know, the Twins have had a pretty good run. The White Sox are building, but, like, why shouldn't we trade? You know, why shouldn't we go and get a Benintendi and a Santana? It's not going to cost us very much. They do have Whit Merrifield, as good of a hitter as you're going to get. Bobby Witt Jr. is sitting in the minors, you know, ready to explode when he's tapped on the shoulder. I kind of like what they did this offseason, and I hope that they can really make the American League interesting. You know, Cleveland was my X factor this year in terms of what the American League is going to look like if they're going to win a bunch of 3 or 4 1 wins because they have so many pitchers.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But I don't know. Kansas City's sneaky. Like, they're sneaky good. And
they're a bet-on team, guys. Listen, Jason, we're up against it here. But KC, you're a play-on team. We're not an automatic fate. Jason B. Takapin, great stuff as always, my man.
Love chatting with the king.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Great stuff with Jason. Thanks to Jason for stepping up and joining us this evening. Jason B. Takafin and Ian Cameron. So we haven't gotten into the octagon and to the squared circle yet. Let's start off with the real fight. Although, you know what? I got to give Jake Paul credit, actually. But let's start off with Robert Whittaker's dismantling of Kevin Gastelum. So Whittaker gets it done. And you know what? It was nice to cash the ticket, actually. And I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. But, you know, one of the reasons why I like living in a condo is because I don't have to worry about fixing things, right? But if something breaks, it doesn't automatically mean there's like, you know, I can snap my fingers and somebody's going to be here in 10 seconds. So, you know, I've got a doorman, but it's not, you know, my air conditioning or my lights or anything else. It's not my doorman's problem. You hear what I'm saying? So I usually don't have issues, but basically I could tell that it was like, you know, a light sort of like flashed, poof. A light flashed. I was like, oh, that didn't look good. And I, you know what? But it was light outside still. So I never really clued in, and not everything in my unit was off. So long story short, my power was off all day and I didn't even know. All right. I didn't know. I literally didn't go to my laptop. I looked at my phone a few times, but you know what I mean? The power didn't affect my phone. So I did not realize I didn't have power until like Saturday night. And I'm like, yeah, this isn't good. And so basically I've got a bunch of breakers and stuff like that, but Bob Vila, I am not Matthias, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like Mr. Fix-It. So, but I'm also not a complete moron. And so the breakers are there and I'm like, all right, this is for that, this is for this. And whatever, dude, I did it a bunch of times and nothing worked, like nothing was happening. And then I even made things worse. I ended up turning off like more stuff. And so systematically, I was like finding myself. And it was one of these deals where I really didn't care at first. I was like, ah, whatever, I'll deal with it after. And it's funny because my amplifier that I have is actually run on batteries. You know, you see what I'm saying? I was living my life like without power all day, without knowing it. And then it kicked in like around like late at night, like the fights were coming up. And normally I do a podcast with the fights. And, you know, so then I was like, dear God. So I'm like flicking things on and off. Nothing's really working. Nothing's coming on. And I was getting a little bit frustrated, but I still got my wager in. So I got my wager in on Robert Whittaker. And oftentimes, bro, I'll be like, you know, you'll say, well, I don't know, I don't want to take the chance. Maybe he'll knock him out, or you know, I don't know about going a distance and stuff. But, you know, as good as Whittaker is, he doesn't really knock people out. He'll mess you up. But what did I tell you? What did we talk about with Whittaker? Always fun fights with this dude. And what did I say about this guy? I said he wins, but you ever notice all the damage that he takes in his wins? So it's always the same thing. But I know there's going to be a debate about Vettori, and Vittori's going to think he deserves it, but he doesn't. Vittori's made a name for himself during the pandemic, and I give him credit for it. But, and it's better for you anyways, just you're not quite ready for this. Whittaker clearly is. Whittaker deserves to be the one. Everyone, you know, is, oh, who's going to fight Adesanya? Who's going to fight Adesanya? To me, Matthias, there's no question. Robert Whittaker's the one that deserves to fight him.
Yeah, Gabe, 100%. I agree with that, man. I've been saying it for a while now that Whittaker was probably the only middleweight that could match up with Adesanya and go, you know, toe-to-toe with this guy. And I can't wait to see that happen, because I've had a feeling that he's going to beat Adesanya in the rematch. When they fight again, It's the first time I'm actually going to bet against Adesanya in the middleweight division. Now, I didn't bet against – I didn't bet with Whitaker the first time they fought. But coming up in the rematch, whenever Dana White decides it, I'm going with Whitaker. I think he's going to get that belt back. And I really like him right now, man. He's on fire, and he has every single way to win this next fight. He just has to actually hit Adesanya this time and not miss by centimeters.
Now, you know what? He's earned the right – he's earned the right to fight Adesanya again, and you're right, Adesanya is going to get all that he can handle from him. But Adesanya's rep is on the line. People will forget. That's the thing. If you move up in weight, especially like he did, you know, jumping up like that, you know, you're still the champion in your own weight class, right? But now, you know, you put pressure on yourself coming off of a loss. It'll be interesting to see. Just because it makes sense doesn't mean it'll actually happen, as we know in combat sport. But it was nice to hit the ticket at like plus 135, you know, for Whitaker. It, you know, came down a little bit, you know, ended up, I think it ended up closing in a plus 120 range or so. But, you know, he's just one of these fighters that he's fun to watch. He's a solid dude to bet on because you know he's a badass. And, you know, it's always an entertaining fight when Robert Whitaker is involved. So, you know, I was curious about the Paul and the Ben Askren stuff, but, like, I was more into, like, Whitaker. You know what I'm saying? I was more into to the Robert Whitaker fight. But one thing, I don't know if you saw
that's
this.
That's good to know. That's good to know. I'm glad you said that because so was I. As much as I wanted to watch the Askren fight, you can't
yeah,
take
yeah,
that
yeah,
off.
Yeah. No, for me, honestly, and like I said, I had to pick my poison. I was sitting here in the dark, bro, right on a phone and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, man. Because I was like, I got to get my bet in. And then I saw Jake Paul's odds right there. And, dude, it was like minus 120. Jake Paul, it came down like a pick'em. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on over there. But you know what I thought? I was like, I don't know. I can't concern myself right now with this. I got to worry about my Whitaker bet. I'm not worried about Jake Paul. Right? It was one of those deals. I was like, I'll find out what happens after. Because I got cold feet. I was like, do I really want to bet on this guy? And I was like, I got to get this Whitaker stuff in. And so, but Jake Paul wins. And it's as we stated. And I'm looking at Sherdog here, and you don't get much more hardcore than Sherdog. Like, there's a lot of MMA websites out there, and there's a lot of them that are sort of Johnny Come Lately or, you know, a focus just on the UFC and the glamour or the gossip. And, you know, I'll just say it, like MMA Junkie, I hate to say it. Like, MMA Junkie used to be just a must-go-to on a daily basis. And now, their front page is just, you know, Ronda Rousey pictures in bikini through the years. You know what I mean? Misha Tate, like, it's not like for the hardcore fan. So my whole point is Sherdog is still for the hardcore fan. And so Sherdog even watched Jake Paul destroy UFC welterweight Ben Askren, a former Bellator MMA and ONE Championship champion. And this is exactly what I was talking about, bro. And, you know, listen, I don't know Jake Paul. I don't know Logan Paul. I don't watch their videos on YouTube. I don't know anything about them. All I do know is that, you know, people mock this dude for knocking out Nate Robinson. He said, whatever. So who wants to come and get some? And Ben Askren does. And I get it that Ben Askren's not a boxer, but it's still a real bad look, bro, that he got knocked out that easily like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. He came in out of shape. Did you see that back fat? I couldn't believe it. You know, to me, he needs to respect himself a little bit more. If he's going to step in there and compete, you know, you got to give credit to Jake Paul. Jake Paul looked shredded. Jake Paul looked ready to go. Jake Paul looked like he actually trained his ass off to win a fight. And Ben Askren didn't. I think it was a lot of jokes for him. And I agree with you. You know, save the embarrassment, man. I don't think it went well for Ben Askren at all. I know it was a money grab for him, but at the same time, you know, he had a pretty nice legacy before he got to the UFC. And then ever since he got to the UFC, it's been a straight spiral down. You know, there hasn't even been a few bumps and bruises. It's literally just been a straight drop down to the bottom. It doesn't get much worse than this if you're Ben Askren. Forget the money. We're just talking about his legacy here.
Well, that's the thing, and you bang on. That's the thing. Like, I don't hold it against Ben Askren for doing this. Good for him. A lot of people will talk smack and then not do it, right? Oh, you're not paying me enough money, and oh, no, this and that. He talked. He did it. He showed up. He gets $500,000, and he gets knocked out. But the thing is, even though Floyd Mayweather carried Connor, at least Connor can say, yeah, I went this many rounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went this many rounds with Floyd Mayweather. Like, Ben Askren, it's not like, yeah, listen, Ben, you're not a boxer, but yeah, you landed a couple of really good shots, and that was a hell of a fight, and you gave it all. It's like, no, dude, you got dropped. You're all like, you know what I mean? Just got, it was easy. You know, Nate Robinson put up more of a fight, like, essentially. And as I stated, it's not a good look for me for MMA. You know what I mean? It isn't. It's just like, it's exposing these mixed martial arts. It exposes them for having this crap-ass stand-up game. And so right now, like, look at this, bro. I don't want to see this. And I was a big BJ Penn fan. So BJ Penn wants some. BJ Penn That's wants ridiculous. To fight Jake Paul.
He'll get knocked
and
out.
Jake Paul.
He'll get knocked out.
Jake Paul didn't even respond. You know, Jake Paul responded to him? Ha, 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 ha. That's it. Yeah, I love you, BJ Penn, but don't do this to your legacy.
You'd get knocked out, Gabe. You'd get knocked out cold.
Oh, yeah.
You would get knocked out just like Askren, the same way.
BJ Penn hasn't won a fight in years, bro, against anybody. All right, and I love BJ Penn, but you got to stay retired, bro. Dylan Danis wants a piece. That same thing. He'll get knocked out. He doesn't stand up. And the one that people actually want... the one that actually wants is, and people are talking about it, is Tyron Woodley. So, yeah. All right, here's Jimmy Manawa wants in. Jimmy Manawa. Daniel Cormier.
Everybody wants it.
Daniel Cormier tweeted at Jim Manawa and said, please fight him. Please fight this guy. And Jim goes, I'll actually cut the weight and do it. I know that Tyron Woodley was talking. Chris Lieben. That would actually be fun. Chris Lieben.
Oh my goodness, Gabe. That would be fun, but I don't know if I'd go with Chris Lieben either, man. He's taken so many shots to the head. I think it would end the same
Matt,
way.
What about Matt Brown? Matt Brown says he'll do it.
I don't trust Matt Brown's chin either. We're talking about a bunch of guys that don't have any head movement. There's a reason that they keep getting knocked out in the UFC. You know, we got to get a guy with hands who hasn't been knocked out for the last 3 years.
Here's Matt Brown, actually, before the fight. Kind of sucks to say, but Ben Askren's going to get whooped tonight. It's a damn shame that some YouTube guy's going to step up. It's a damn shame. Maybe that YouTube guy will step up and fight someone who actually knows how to fight, though, says Matt Brown. Matt Brown, still love Ben Askren. I enjoyed his wrestling career in MMA. He could have probably have it. Matt Brown, I don't know, Brood. Matt Brown's already taken too many shots to the head with this. I can't even read this guy's tweets properly. It's not me. I can't read. He can't, like every word just sort of put the... Still love Ben Askren. I enjoyed his wrestling career and MMA career. He probably would have it wrestled me in an MMA fight, but I'll happily avenge this loss for him. Jake and Snoop at the same time. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Phil Baroni wants a piece. Everybody wants it. Bring it.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember,
there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Jake Paul taunts Dana White following his knockout win over Ben Askren. During an episode of Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, White said that he would bet $1 million that Paul couldn't knock out Ben Askren. Well, he did just that on Saturday night. I did not know this, so Dana White laid down $1 million. And Jake Paul posted, "What should I buy with the $1 million? I'm thinking a Porsche 918 Spyder." Jake Paul is just like, you know, kicking ass and taking names right now and trolling people along the way. And, you know, so listen, you have all these sort of like, you know, washed up fighters that are just looking for a payday right now that want to fight Jake Paul. Jake Paul's got a game plan right now, and the guy that he has his sights is set on, Conor McGregor. Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. And that's who he wants. Well, everybody's calling him out. Jake Paul tells MMA Junkie, "We'll see. There are a lot of people, but honestly, when it comes down to signing a contract, these guys duck. Honestly, we'll see. The McGregor fight just seems, just becomes more realistic. Like I've been saying, I just want to do big fights." All right, so Paul is now 3-0. He's only 24 years old, too. And you know what? He's climbing a ladder here. He's climbing a ladder, and he says, "I want someone to be able to do 3-4 million pay-per-view buys. Who's going to bring in these numbers?" Listen, if you're Conor McGregor, people will watch it. You should be able to beat this dude. If not, then Jake Paul just really just like takes over the, wins the internet. Like, shut it down. Shut it down. All right, the National Football League draft is rapidly approaching. Rick Saratello will break it down with us tomorrow night. And more. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.